make enemies day one, let it slide. The detective's shield clipped to his belt was shiny, new, and felt as heavy as the dread in his stomach. He wasn't a stranger to law enforcement, but it was his first day on the job as a detective with the Savannah PD. "That's Detective Sugar," he said, covering his irritation with humor. "Most call me Sawyer or Detective Key, though. I'm with the Major Crimes Unit." The woman whose badge identified her as Officer Andrews extended her hand and he shook it. "I'm meeting my partner here."
"Oh,"
the blonde woman said, raking her eyes over his dove-gray linen pants, lavender dress shirt, and amethyst-colored tie before meeting his eyes again.
"I've heard of you."
"I just bet she has.
I'm Keeley Andrews. It's nice to meet you. Detective Locke is already inside. Good luck,"
she said, then snorted. It wasn't the first time Sawyer had been warned that morning about the potential lukewarm greeting he could expect to receive from his new, unwilling partner, Royce Locke, the same guy with the hostile gray eyes. Sawyer had listened to Chief Ellen Rigby speak about Locke for 45 minutes when he reported for duty, which was why Locke and Key were meeting at a crime scene instead of at the precinct as planned. Chief Rigby couldn't disguise her respect for Locke's performance on the job while, at the same time, she lamented about some of his methods.
"He never breaks the law,"
she'd been quick to tell Sawyer as she fixed herself a cup of coffee and offered him one of her bear claw pastries.
"My wife makes these, knowing I can't resist them."
She patted her curvy hips. "It's starting to catch up to me. Everything starts going to hell for a woman once she hits middle age, while you men keep getting better." Sawyer had thought it was an odd pivot from Locke and his borderline unlawful ways to her expanding hips, but he was starting to see there was a method to her madness. Ellen Rigby liked to keep people on their toes and to make sure they were paying attention. Sawyer also thought there was nothing hellish looking about the woman sitting across the desk studying him with hawkish blue eyes that probably didn't miss anything. Her medium brown curls were devoid of gray hair, either by genetics or from chemicals, and her makeup-free skin was nearly flawless, except for a few laugh lines around her mouth and eyes. Sawyer thought they added to her attractiveness instead of aging her. As for her hips, she had an hourglass figure that looked neither too big nor too small for her height.
"I can't resist the pastries, just like I couldn't resist her all those years ago, even though I knew it could cost me my family and my career. I played hard, and I fought to win."
"And here you are," Sawyer said.
"And here I am. Now I play for keeps."
Sawyer accepted the pastry with a smile, then nearly choked on the powdered sugar that exploded into his mouth on the first bite.
"Sherry is a bit heavy-handed with the powdered sugar," Chief Rigby had said with a wry smile. "I don't think a dusting of sugar is in her vocabulary. She's from New Orleans, so it's in her blood."
Sawyer made the connection right away because he'd choked hard after taking his first bite of a beignet during his only visit to the city. He'd never eaten a bear claw before and thought the flaky, buttery pastry, almond paste, and slivered almonds were a lovely combination. Ellen Rigby's final words to him after their chat over coffee and a pastry still lingered in his head when he arrived at the crime scene in Riverside.
"I wish you much luck, Detective. Locke's going to do everything in his power to push you away. Don't let him. He needs you."
"Nice meeting you too, Officer Andrews," Sawyer said before striding up the walkway leading to the porch. "Detective Sawyer Key with MCU." He flashed his badge to the officer assigned to the front door, tasked with making sure only approved personnel gained access to the house. Too many people in and out of a crime scene not only risked the admissibility of forensic evidence in court, but it wasted time when the lab spent hours testing evidence only to find out the DNA on sunflower seeds spat out at the scene belonged to one of the officers and not the killer.
"Officer Robert Jones, but everyone calls me Bobby. Booties and gloves on, Detective. Sign in here, please,"
he said.